Okay, next, presuppositions of time, temporal presuppositions. And the tip-off is verb tense, as I mentioned before. Also the words stop and now and yet. These are very, very important. One of the things that for me, that I use presuppositions of time for, is to take and take a resource the client may have had in the past and bring it forward to the present and to the future, or to take something in the future when they're done with a problem and bring it back into the past. And those are fun things to do. Here, look what happens if you say to a client, you know that old problem that you had that you used to have, do you still have it now? Well, of course, that's not the way to do it. You want to do it in the opposite direction. So a client comes in and says, I'm tense. You can say, is that present tense or past tense? Of course, the client, you're of course moving it into the past and asking the client to take the tenseness and put it in the past. Here's something else you could say. What is the problem which you have now, which when you think of the person you've always wanted to be, that someday you said you'd be, that you could be that kind of person now, aren't you? When you think of who you said you'd be someday, now, wasn't that worth waiting for now that you are, and the problems that you used to have, you can just forget about them as you realize that you are now the person that you always said you wanted to be, and you can be, and you are now. So that's taking something from the future and bringing it back into the past, and then taking and putting further back into the past the problems that they used to have. Verb tense is also very important, as I mentioned. We could say a client says, I have a problem. You could say, what was the problem? Now, you don't want to say, what is the problem? Or what is the problem that you are having now? But you say, what was the problem? So let's play for a moment. You want to play? This is kind of fun. Think of a problem that you had. Think of a problem you were having, but what do you have now? Now think of the way you felt. Now, how are you feeling? Notice the difference. The word feeling implies, the ing implies ongoingness. So the ing ending usually takes and makes a movie into a verb or moves, puts it into ongoingness. Whereas an ed ending, like what was it that you had, tends to put it in the past. Extratemporal words, which are also fun, are words like now. And we'd say, could you please just stop now? Or you, and I like the word stop too. You could say, if you would just stop and consider the following. This actually sets up a stop in the brain. So when you say to someone, could you please stop? That's what they usually do. They usually stop what they're doing, including thinking. By the way to use stop is to say stop and then ask them to do something else. So stop is a really powerful, powerful temporal word.